Liebe Kordja, ich mische Joe Bollard. How far to road with the air claw sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to our programme Sounds Irish, a programme of songs, ballads and stories, and all things Irish. A programme I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining, and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Dave Cordia, the Falcher of Goody, Unclor Special, the Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, and welcome to a special edition of our programme Sounds Irish. This week's programme is different from our usual programme because this week we're having two live concerts. We're actually having extracts from two live concerts. We're going to start, first of all, by wishing you the best of the Christmas season. I hope, as you're listening to this, that your Christmas is going well. Mine is, thanks be to God. We're going to start with the performance of a group called Barnbrack. Barnbrack are a group from Belfast in Northern Ireland, and this is a live show that they did some time ago in the City Hall in Belfast, and, well, they'll introduce it themselves. So it goes on for quite a while, and we'll have another live session for you after the Barnbrack, but more of that anon. So now, sit back, relax, and let's head off to the city of Belfast and listen to Barnbrack.
Whack full the daddy old, whack full the daddy old, there's whiskey in the jar. Come on, let's see it all, clapping your hands. As I was going over the Bar Fell Kerry Mountain, I met with Captain Farrell, his money he was counting. He first produced his pistol, he then produced his rapier, then stand and deliver, by the Lord of all the seaver, with sure ring and a she is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of the Belfast city, she is a court to one, two, three, for me to tell me who is. Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high, and the snow comes rattling from the sky. She's as sweet as apple pie, and she'll get her own lad by a bar. Oh, when she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her mommy when she comes home. Let them all come as they will for his Albert Mooney's. Come on, all together! Tell me now, when I go home, the boys will leave the girls alone. Will upon my hair and they sew my comb, but that's all right till I go. Ah, she is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of the Belfast city. She is a court of one to three, believe who can tell me who is. Ah, she is a court of one to three, believe who can tell me who is.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling, Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of fat and rye, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Songs to sing, it's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man call. famine and the crown. I rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. The last star falling as the prison ship sailed out against the sky. For she'll live and hope and pray for love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athen Rye. Dreaming of old Ireland, of Killarney's lakes and dells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shandon bells. When my memory suggested in a vision bright and clear all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane water, lakes flowed into Botany Bay. If those Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle and County Cork that day did appear, parents' sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lovely fairies dancing on village green. There are lots of lovely colleens, the finest ever seen, where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear. Sure we'd wrap the green flag round them if we had old Ireland here.
With the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay. If the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if those Shannon bells rang out in old Fremantle and County Cork, all the boys would stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here, if we only had old Ireland over here.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was our own. He's a lovely singer. Well, I mean, like, he's a nice voice. Like, not that. You have a lovely voice. This time, we're going to introduce you to a different type of singer. This next singer is much heavier than Owen. He's much older and grayer and rounder, and it's him.
This is a song about a wee fella who asked his mummy to buy him a banana, and she did, and she ate it on him. It's a song called Ma, Ma, Will You Buy Me a Banana?
And it's a love song.
Ma, Ma, would you buy me a, would you buy me a, would you buy me a? Ma, Ma, would you buy me a, would you buy me a banana? Yes, my child, I'll buy you a, I'll buy you a, I'll buy you a. Yes, my child, I'll buy you a, I'll buy you a banana. Ma, Ma, would you peel the skin, would you peel the skin, would you peel the skin? Mama, would you peel the skin of my banana? Yes, my child, I'll peel the skin, I'll peel the skin, I'll peel the skin. Yes, my child, I'll peel the skin, skin of your banana. Mama, would you take a bit, would you like a bit, would you take a bit? Mama, would you take a bit, the bit of my banana? Yes, my child, I'll take a bite, I'll take a bite, I'll take a bite. Woo! Yes, my child, I'll take a bite of your banana. Mama, you talk too much, you talk too much, you talk too much. Mama, you talk too much, you've eaten all my banana. Mama, you're greedy gut, you're greedy gut, you're greedy gut. Mama, you're greedy gut, you've eaten all my banana. Mama, would you buy me out, would you buy me out, would you buy me out? Mama, would you buy me out, would you buy me a banana?
In my memory, I will always see the town that I have loved so well, where our school played ball by the old gas yard wall, and we laughed and the smell. Going home in the rain, running up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were happy days in so many, many ways, in the town that I've loved so well. the early morning, the shirt factory horn called women from Craigan, the moor and the bog, while the men burning pride in the town that I've loved so well. There was music there in the derriere, like a language that we could all. I remember the day when I earned my first pay, when I played in that small pickup band. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was that I've lost. It's lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, as to stand at the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the public is anxious for the quota to come, and there's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. What a terrible place is a pub with no beer. Then the stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar and pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer as the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. Then the swaggy comes in, smothered in dust and flies. He throws down his roll and wipes the sweat from his eyes. But when he is told, what's this I hear? I trudge 50 flaming miles for a pub with no beer. There's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits. But the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover, and he cringes in fear. It's no place for a dog, trying a pub with no beer. Old Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, why he's gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, she says, you're early, Bill dear. But then he breaks down and he tells her, the pub's got no beer. So it's a lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, as to stand at the bar of a pub with no beer. As to stand at the bar of a pub with no I know you love me, Kathleen dear. Your heart was ever fond and true. I always know when you are near. Little I holds nothing near but you. The smile that once you gave to me, I scarcely ever see it now. Though many, many times I see the darkening shadow on your brow. Oh,
this next song, ladies and gentlemen, traces the flow of the River Laggan from its source in Slieve Croob right down to Belfast Lough, and it's called My Laggan Softly Flowing.
Early in the morning, the sun begins to rise, reflecting on her waters, the movement of the sky. As slowly she rolls onwards, disturbed I cannot see, through fields and rolling meadows, as local industry. My Laggan, she flows softly from Slieve Croob down to the sea. Through Dunmore and Drumara and close by Achillea, through Lisburn down to Hilden, Lambeg and then Shaw's Bridge, to Belfast salty waters, where her lonesome journey ends. The years pass slowly onwards, and changes soon unfold. No more horses pulling the barges filled with coal. The old blockades have rotted, the pathways overgrown, but still I love to see her as slowly she grows old.
Come on, Longus.
My Laggan, she flows softly from Slieve Croob down to the sea, through the moor and Drumara and close by Achillea, through Lisburn down to Hilden, Lambeg and then Shaw's Bridge, to Belfast salty water.
waters were her lonesome journey end. Old memories, they are precious, and they are brought to light as you walk along the towpath in the evening's fading light. But even now the nightlife begins a brand new day, a ripple on the surface, and a trout swims on her way.
All together.
My lagging, she flows softly from sleep crooked down to the sea, through the moor and Dromara, and close by Achillea, through Lisburn down to Hilden, Lambeg and then Shaw's Bridge, to Belfast's salty waters, were her lonesome journey ends. To Belfast's salty waters, were her lonesome journey ends.
Lovely song there. Thank you very much.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been such a lovely audience tonight. We would like to give away something as a token of appreciation. Tonight we would like to give away some free copies of our dad's sheets.
You can't have mine, I ate mine.
A lot of people don't know this, you see, but Jimmy's first job was testing trampolines in the athletic stores. And he got the sack because he went through the front window. Sorry, Jim.
Everybody, they never leave me alone about my weight. My weight is perfect. There's nothing wrong with my weight. I'm just a foot too short. And there was a thing in our local paper here, you know where you should be that weight if you're that height? And I should be nearly 9 foot.
Here's a couple of these songs, you know, would you join in this, please? Far across yonder blue, let's see, lies a true fairyland, with the sea rippling over the shingle and sand, where the gay honeysuckle is luring the bee, and the green glens of Antrim are calling to me. Should have only knew how the lamp off the moon turns a blue Irish bay to a silver lagoon. Come on, you'd imagine a picture of heaven it would be, where the green are calling to me near Aran Mór. Come on, raise the roof. In the county Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, this is a lady's choice, I spied a damsel. She was young and handsome, her beauty fairly stole my breath away. She wore no jewels, nor costly diamonds, nor paint or powder, ach no, none at all. What did she wear? She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, shoulder was a Galway shawl.
Here's another one you might know. Let's sing.
There's one for happy in Ireland.
Come on.
With memories so glorious and grand, our nature has lavished its bounty in the orchard of Erin's green land.
once founded by Patrick so true, and the birds in the heart of its bosom, the ashes of Brian Boru.
It's my old Irish yoke, oh, far across the home.
The better over here.
Although I bought and left Lincoln in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I am.
Forget about your debt.
The cities near or far, Chevy Hart.
We don't know anymore.
Well, this is a more traditional song, which was written before the last song there, and it's a song which, if by chance you don't know, Alec here in the middle will come in and teach you the chorus.
Yes, I will tell just you before the words of the chorus. Well, just before.
Wait a minute! I'm already telling them. I'm telling that you'll be telling. You think I'm a dummy?
You look like two dummies.
Anyway, if you don't know the chorus, he will come in and he'll just tell you the words just before it, you see, and you'll be able to get into it, you know what I mean, the best you can. It's a beautiful song called Love is Teasing, and we learned the words of this, not all that correct, when we were touring the States. I don't know if it was Ballymurphy Estate or Turf Lodge. So do your best, Anna, would you?
For love is teasing, and love is pleasing, and love is a treasure when first it's new. But as love grows older, sure love grows colder, and it fades away like the morning dew.
You were supposed to be telling the chorus there. Who's the dummy next?
I forgot to. I just joined it and I forgot to tell them.
They're always at it. I left my father, I left my old mother.
Probably got three out.
I left my sister and brothers too.
In the asylum.
I left all my friends and my old relations.
He owed everybody.
I left them all for to follow you.
For love is teasing.
For love is teasing, and love is pleasing,
and love is a treasure when first it's new.
Treasure when first it's new.
But as love grows colder, sure love grows colder.
As love grows colder,
and it fades away like the morning dew.
Like the morning.
I don't know about diamonds out there, but you're hiring me back
there. You come on, if you tell me that, tell them the.
I know, but you buck yourself up a bit. When you think the dead legs was falling off you.
I'm sorry.
And love and porter make a young man older.
So that's me, love and porter, Ollie, love and porter.
Very fun. And love and the old whiskey make them old and grey.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you have to study the group and work out which member enjoys love and whiskey. And it's not him.
Ah. What can be cured? Love has to be endured. Love.
I wonder what makes them baldy.
It's awful.
The headboard.
And now I am out for America. For love is teasing.
Oh, come on.
And love is pleasing. And love is a treasure when first it's new. But as love grows older, sure.